culture, process, training, individual and collective vigilance is where the key to success lies.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Cybersecurity experts estimate basic cyber hygiene and sharing best practices could thwart 90% of cyber attacks. On the other hand, the Department of Defense has not fully implemented three of its key initiatives aimed at improving cyber hygiene. Joe Kirschbaum is a Defense Capabilities and Management Director, and he's here to talk with me about a GAO report evaluating DoD's cyber hygiene efforts. Thanks for joining me, Joe.
My pleasure.
So first off, what is cyber hygiene? Is it different from cybersecurity?
It's heavily related. So the first thing we found when we were asked to do this work, and by the way, the term has been used by Department of Defense officials with the Congress before, improving quote-unquote cyber hygiene. So that's where it came from when we were directed to do the work. We found, as you probably will not be surprised, there is no definition of what cyber hygiene is. Now, we looked outside the Department of Defense and found, for example, Carnegie Mellon University has that concept kind of under review. And they define it as a set of practices for managing the most common and pervasive cybersecurity risks. So in shorthand, we view this as a culture over technology issue. So the other way to look at this is by analogy. We are asked to take precautions to prevent against the spread of viruses,
sure.
The flu, for example, the common cold and other viruses. You wash hands, you do things like that. Those are very distinct practices. The culture of remembering to do those things, making sure your family is doing those things, that's the hygiene portion, maintaining that hygiene.
How important is it for DoD's cybersecurity mission, this cyber hygiene?
In short, it is vital. And the reason is because the most mundane to the most critical defense systems, missions, and practices are reliant, as never before, on information technology, on devices that transmit across the internet, cyber devices. They're embedded everywhere in the Department of Defense. It kind of runs everything. And we've reported before on the vulnerabilities of many of those things. So what happens is you get breaches that can be an inconvenience. They can be annoying. They could also compromise important personal information, national security information, or they could end up causing harm to actual military readiness and operations. So being able to protect those systems at a basic level is absolutely vital across the board. From those very basic common cybersecurity techniques and tasks to the most important department-wide efforts.
So is the Department of Defense where they need to be on this?
No, they're not. However, it would also be fair to say this is one of those things that's more a journey than a destination. And I want to be fair to the department. They are taking a great deal of action related to cybersecurity across the board and cyber hygiene in general. They do analyses of critical attacks against the department, and they understand where those are coming from. What we tracked in particular were efforts the department have made to look at cyber hygiene across the board. And you mentioned three particular efforts. We looked at some of these three major efforts over time, and what we saw was some gaps in implementation, not sure who's implementing them at what rate, or there were areas of the implementation planning that had not been under the purview of the chief information office that usually tracks these things. So there's kind of a lack of understanding about where the department is in some of these things. And then also some other gaps we found in consistent monitoring of those actions the department has definitely taken to counteract some of the prime attack vectors and threats to security.
So it sounds like DoD has a pretty good idea of how hackers could attack their systems, and they've come up with practices to protect those systems, but there are still some unknowns about the extent to which implementation of some of those cyber hygiene practices is happening department-wide. So Joe, how does the DoD improve things?
There's really two ways. I mean, we have specific recommendations that in the report that deal with all of these issues, whether it's better tracking of their implementation planning, better informing leadership. I kind of boil those down to two general areas. One is looking at cyber-related issues from a department level so that there's an appreciation of where those risks need to be taken, even if it's minor issues that can be dealt with at lower echelons. And then the other one is that cultural aspect, convincing the department, its leaders, to every employee of the value and of the culture of doing cyber hygiene, how important it is, because as you mentioned, what we find is a great percentage of the time, major cybersecurity vulnerabilities come from within, right? The unwitting, the people not following the right hygiene practices.
And so what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line of the report is that cybersecurity and cyber hygiene, they have major technical and technological issues, right? It's always, cyber is always gonna be technical. It'll be hard to understand for a lot of people, but culture, process, training, individual and collective vigilance is where the key to success lies.
Joe Kirschbaum was talking about a GAO report looking at DoD's cyber hygiene efforts. Thank you for your time, Joe.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.